Good morning and welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday at this time here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, by Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning on Talk of the Town is Pastor Ken Snyder of the Sheldon Ministerial Association. We'll visit with him about this weekend's community worship service going on in conjunction with Sheldon Celebration Days, and we'll do that right after we do this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town program for this morning. And with me is, as I mentioned, Pastor Ken Snyder of the Sheldon Ministerial Association. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. It's great to be back with you again.
I was going to say, it's almost like old times when we used to do the morning show.
We'll be a little more serious today.
Well, yeah, probably. And we'll be a little more focused, at least, than we were back then.
Hopefully.
And I'm sorry I didn't use anything off of the Ken by Request album for the intro music, but, you know, such is life.
I'll forgive you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Sheldon Ministerial Association, we know we have churches of of many denominations here in Sheldon and in the area, but it's not a competition. You have the Ministerial Association, which is one of the better-kept secrets, I think, in town. Tell me a little bit about the Sheldon Ministerial Association.
Actually, I'm going to be really truthful. It's a great group of guys that we get to meet with.
And you all work for the same guy.
Work for the same guy,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And work together well. I was thinking this morning when I woke up, my first ministerial meeting in Sheldon, Iowa was in 1973.
Oh, my.
I think I was 5 or 6 years old.
I was going to say I was 73. I would have been a freshman in high school.
So I've been back. I go way back with them, but I have really enjoyed working with the last few years especially. It seems like we have just bonded together and we have fun. We have our meetings. We have our serious stuff. Uh-huh. But we talk and just...
But it's not like you guys just get together to drink coffee. You do a lot of stuff and some really good stuff in the community.
Right. Can I just give you our purpose for meeting? I'll give
absolutely.
You, let me be formal just for
absolutely.
A second.
Absolutely. I'm so unused to that with you.
The Sheldon Ministerial Association exists to extend the love of Jesus within the community of Sheldon by promoting fellowship and unity of purpose between the churches, assisting the individual congregations in their evangelistic efforts to reach the unchurched in Sheldon, sharing Christ's love through acts of service that benefit the broader community, and providing connections for pastors whereby they can support and build up one another.
Fantastic.
And we do Mm-hmm. I may be prejudiced, but we do a really good job at all those.
And you are the immediate past president of the Ministerial Association.
Right.
Yeah.
We rotate around, mm-hmm. and it's the standing joke there. You do not miss November's meeting.
Or you will be the president.
You will be nominated, right. But we have four officers, and they rotate as well. Mm-hmm. And I've served in each capacity, and it's a good deal.
Yeah.
But I'm off now. I'm retired now from it.
Okay. And the cooperation between the different churches and the pastors is evidenced, for example, by the fact that when St. Patrick's has their Lenten fish fry, the Knights of Columbus have their Lenten fish fry, all the proceeds from that go to the Ministerial Association.
That's right. We have two main sources, the fish fry and the United Way, are our biggest contributor, although through the years different people
sure.
give. And so that way we're able to do extra ministry. We have a program set up for transits that come mm-hmm. in, people that have broken down or need a night stay, and we have a system set up, and not just anyone can come. They first have to go to register at the police station, make sure there's no felonies against them, and then they come to us, and we will give them a meal or give them gas or a night stay in a motel.
And that's fantastic, and it's a great ministry. Right. And you don't always think of that as a ministry, but it is. It's a ministry.
And it's amazing the stories you hear. Some of them are believable, but some are. It's really great. And over the years, I can't tell you how many people we have said, oh, as soon as we get to our destination, we'll send a check back to you. You know, mm-hmm. and ever since I've been here, we had one guy send a check of $10 back. But that's okay. It's a service that we feel that God uses us.
And this guy, with that $10 check, showed how much he appreciated it. And for him, that may have been a lot of money.
That's right. And he said, thank you. Well, sometimes we don't get that, but we don't do it for thanks.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And so we have other things we do. We sponsor the baccalaureate service as well.
Okay.
We have two unity services each year, one in Super Bowl Sunday. We finally set that date so everyone will know when it is, Sunday afternoon. And then we have what we're going to talk about today, too, the upcoming Labor Day Sunday morning.
And the Super Sunday one, you make sure is wrapped up before kickoff. Right?
Long before.
Okay.
Long before.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about this weekend's community worship service in conjunction with Sheldon Celebration Days. We'll do that right after we do this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
We are back on Talk of the Town with Pastor Ken Snyder of the Sheldon Ministerial Association. I guess technically the Sheldon Area Ministerial Association.
Right.
Because Archer is involved as well.
Right.
So this Sunday, from the Live and in Color from the Rise Fest grounds is the annual Labor Day Sunday community worship service. And I was going to try to say either interdenominational or non-denominational, but I wasn't sure I could pull that off at 8:30 in the morning.
all the churches in town are involved with it. And
visitors from town that want to come.
We've had outsiders have come in. Outside people have come in. And actually, it's a service. My kids come and enjoy the day as well.
I enjoy it every year.
Right. Yeah. And we appreciate the radio having that on air for us, for the shut-ins and such.
And we will have that right here on FM 105.3 Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Live from the Rise Fest grounds. If you would like to see it but can't be there, you can go to the KWA Facebook page, and we will have a bright color live video stream of the church service as well. And I know last year we had a couple of thousand people watch that video.
We did. So, yeah. And I think we had something like 700 to 800 people on ground.
Yep.
And this is our third year.
Uh-huh.
We talked about it for a couple of years. We wondered how it would go, and it has gone better than what we ever dreamed of. And we appreciate Rob opening up the grounds. A perfect situation.
Yep.
We finally have the PA system set up so it everyone can hear properly.
Mm-hmm.
We have golf carts carrying people. Some people with small kids, or they're carrying their chairs. We transport them.
And with the Rise Fest grounds, there's also handicap accessibility as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, that they can park there. And they can even get out of their vehicle and be under a roof.
Yeah.
And until that fills up.
Bring your lawn chair if you're going to do that,
of
course.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And so it's just a great day. It's a fun day, but it's full of ministry. And we have a worship team that has been practicing and working at that. And Jody... from Bethel, the pastor's wife at Bethel, has been ahead of that. And this year she won't be playing because of situations, but she still wanted to be involved, and we really appreciate her effort.
And they, Dave and Jody are a great couple.
Fantastic
great
people.
Couple, yeah.
Fantastic people.
And who's delivering the message this year?
This year, Pastor Paul gets the privilege.
Okay.
And so we rotate that around. And he gets to do it.
Okay.
But there'll be other pastors involved in different areas of the service as well.
And you got to do it 2 years ago, I believe it was. Yeah.
Right. And Pastor Kevin from Emmanuel was last year.
Yeah.
And so everyone will get their chance.
Yeah. And so if you go every year, you get to hear a variety of different messages from different pastors. And sometimes a little different perspective with each of the pastors.
That's right. And this year, a little bonus is you, at your weather report, gave us a better day than last year. Last year was hot.
It was a little toasty.
My wife still talks about it. And this year, you promised us clear skies and mid-70s.
You know, I had seriously considered last year... setting up the control stuff for everything we're doing in my car.
I don't blame you.
But I did resist the urge because then the car would have had to been running, and you know I was right there.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was, especially inside the little shed where the sound and the sound people and the broadcast people set up, and we got a roof over your head so the sun wasn't beating down on you.
And we both are old enough to have grown up without air conditioning.
This is true. Well, I don't know if we ever grew up, but we remember not having air conditioning when we were in our first childhood.
Let's put
it that way.
That's right.
Now that's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. If the golf carts will be started even before 9:30.
They're usually running when I get there. Even.
And I will say, if there's anyone with a golf cart that would like to come, we cannot have too many.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have several lined up. Jeff from the station in Hall is providing a 6-passenger one this year.
Fantastic.
And so that is really great.
They're great people to work with.
They are. They have been super fine. He was afraid the 6-seater wouldn't be available, but the last minute he says, yep, you can have it.
And they've been great Kiowa sponsors for years.
Oh, great. Yeah. I enjoyed getting to know him and working with him as well. I would like to say, if you want more information about the ministerial, you can go on our website is sheldonchurches.com.
Mm-hmm.
And even Tom said how nice it looks.
It's a nice looking website. It's easy to navigate. I mean, right. I'm old and I could navigate it quite well. So,
okay. And we have 12 churches that are involved in our ministerial, plus mm-hmm. Love Inc.
Okay.
And National Day of Prayer. And then Mike from the Village is part of our our organization as well. So we have a well-rounded group. And as I said before, just a bunch of guys that are a joy to work with.
And for the Rise Fest grounds, a great location for this service, outdoors in God's nature.
That's right.
And with the harvest stage, so that everybody's up high enough that even the people in the back can see. Because, of course, it's a church service, so nobody wants to sit up front.
We try to push them up front. We do have barriers because the sound system goes so far.
There are limits.
And so
it's not the big one from Rise Fest.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you won't be blown over if you sit up front,
exactly.
So don't worry.
Exactly.
But it's a nice, clear-sounding system.
And you won't get called on for anything, probably.
Right.
Probably.
Right. Right.
Probably.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I can't. No telling what Paul might do. Pastor Paul might do.
Yeah, he's. I was going to say pretty laid back, but when he's preaching, that's not necessarily the truth.
But I enjoy it.
Yes, very much so.
And I think the people will as well.
Absolutely. That's Sunday morning, 10 o'clock at the Rise Fest grounds. Everybody's invited out. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, whatever you want to sit on. At the Rise Fest grounds on Sunday morning, this Sunday, September 1st, at 10 a.m. Now, if you absolutely cannot be there, you can tune in right here to FM 105.3, and we will have it on live from the Rise Fest grounds. Or if you'd prefer to watch it, you can tune to Kiowa's Facebook page and see live streaming video as well. And then I will make sure to leave the video up there, so if that time doesn't work for you, you can go back another time and still be blessed by that by being able to see that video.
So. Well, they can watch it live and then come back and watch it as well.
Reruns.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get more out of the second.
That is especially true. Yes.
That's right.
All righty. Pastor Ken, thank you for coming in. It's been wonderful to have you. I'm sure we'll have you again on Talk of the Town. That's Pastor Ken Snyder from the Sheldon Ministerial Association. We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Facilities, yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
And one more quick topic with Pastor Ken. We got so excited talking about the service this weekend. We almost forgot to mention Coats for Kids.
It's a good thing I have notes.
That's true.
You are at the age that I need them.
I just am not smart enough to make them like you do. That's
but
all.
Coats for Kids, this is a yearly ministry that we have. And it's not just for kids. They're usually a lot of adult coats. We have requested none of the 1950s. Coats anymore.
Yeah,
but if you have some good adult coats, we have also many churches, and many people bring in new coats as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate Love, Inc. for being the place you can drop them off. They have volunteers, which we're thankful for them.
Mm-hmm.
They come. Sometimes they may be missing a button, or
right.
they may be needing cleaning, and they have volunteered to do all that work for us. So we have clean, used coats and a lot of new coats. And you can drop them off right now at Love, Inc.
And Love, Inc., for those of you who don't know, that's located about a block west of Business 60 and Highway 18. On the south side of Highway 18, I'm right,
right
about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
About a block west of the newer Casey's store.
That's right.
Casey.
And then our distribution, we're doing something a little bit different. We used to do it just one Saturday every Saturday. I'll
mm-hmm.
say that right for you Northerners. But one Saturday every year. But now, with the help of the food bank, we have two dates that you can pick them up, October 10 and November the 14th. They used to be on Monday nights,
right,
but they've changed them to Thursday nights.
Okay.
Now, so those two evenings, you can pick them up, and as you pick up the food.
And we'll have more information about that as the dates draw
right,
near.
Right.
So, Pastor Ken, thank you again. That is Pastor Ken Snyder of the Sheldon Ministerial Association on Talk of the Town.
Been a joy, Tom.
Been a joy with you, too. Talk of the Town this morning brought to you by Maintainer, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, Sanford Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, and Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town, right here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.